Martin Eden Review, A Youngster's Daring Journey to Turn into a Fruitful Author, Rating asterisk asterisk asterisk. Film, Martin Eden, starring Luca Marinelli, Jessica Cressy, Vincenzo Nimo, later director Pietro Marcello, rating asterisk asterisk asterisk. Reviewer George Silex. Overview, Martin Eden is an Italian-French verifiable sentiment dramatization movie directed by Pietro Marcello, inexactly dependent on the 1909 novel of a similar name by Jack London. It follows an uninformed mariner going through Europe who starts to long for additional in life following a gathering with a youthful, high society young lady. The setting of the novel is relocated here to Italy of an undefined period. The nominal Martin Luca Marinelli is an unschooled youngster who attempts to get by functioning as a mariner and taking on random temp jobs. Martin likes to peruse and harbors the dream of turning into a writer one day, in spite of the fact that he battles to try and sort linguistically write sentences out utilizing his restricted jargon. By chance, the sailor visionary spares the beneficiary of the prosperous Orsini family from inconvenience and becomes more acquainted with wonderful, developed Elena, Jessica Cressy. In this way starts a relationship where the destitute evaluation school dropout attempts to demonstrate his value by turning into a man of letters. The plot is truly not breaking any ground, and true-to-life stories will in general further confine inventive potential, yet there is something in particular about Marcello's heading that feels so new and freeing you wind up immediately attracted to the carries-on with depicted on screen. Like music, his narrating is exceptionally cadenced and follows a natural passionate bend. Martin could be one spot this second and elsewhere the following, while apparently irregular cutaways to stock film from various times and foundations further upset the linearity of things. However, rather than being confounding, the film deeply inspires you with a windy, appallingly sentimental section that is difficult to portray. The cinematography is one of the two greatest positives Martin Eden has to bring to the table. The main other positive thing I need to state about the film is the exhibitions. Both Luca M. Marinelli and Jessica Cressy give really brilliant exhibitions as Martin and Elena individually. Regardless of the language boundary, for myself, an American who just knows English and a sprinkle of Spanish, the two exhibitions felt completely valid through each scene. Pietro Marcello's enthusiasm for this piece can be felt in the manner it is arranged, shot and acted. However, even with that, the film battles to leave an effect of being anything better than expected. Alongside the worse verbally expressed in the discourse, the pictures we see on screen are worse in their own right. Between the splendid, vivid pictures we see of Martin and his reality are scenes of chronicled film from various times. They show piercing recollections reviewed peacefully, and it's a creative decision that functions admirably. Toward the start of the film, a quiet shot of an old boat coasting in the sea separates snapshots of Martin's interest for information. We see that equivalent film similarly as Martin gets his prosperity, and we watch the pontoon gradually sink into the waters underneath. The film in general is wonderful to take a gander at a novel in its masterfulness of bringing authentic old film into an effectively beautiful film. Final word, Pietro Marcello has made a visual joy, and Marinelli splendidly carries an intricate character with a charming circular segment to life. Between endless subjects, in some cases it can feel like a lot without a moment's delay, yet never exhausting. Martin Eden appears to be a finished work, brimming with film, and certainly justified regardless of a subsequent viewings. Martin Eden serves a ton on its table.